Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In talking with reporters, Speaker Matt Hall wanted to lay out some examples so that the media, the press, could understand what they had stopped the House Republicans in this administrative work projects leftover money. Now again, $2.7 billion with a B dollars was left over in our fiscal year 2025 year end budget analysis. When they close the books, when they look at all the money that came in, all the money that went out, they had $2.7 billion of our dollars left over. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats immediately had plans for that $2.7 billion. They're going to spend it all. They're not going to cut a check back to us and mail it to us or put it in our bank accounts before Christmas. Oh, no. They're not going to do that. They're going to keep it and they're going to spend it. Well, Speaker Matt Hall said the House Republicans looked at all of the spending that was being proposed, and these are just a couple of examples of what they found and stopped and voted to eliminate. $1.2 million. Our taxpayer money, $1.2 million, was going to be allocated for providing tampons in boys' bathrooms in any state building. They were going to put a tampon machine in boys' bathrooms. Well, this immediately drew attention from the reporters, but it became the main flashpoint in a broader sense regarding the budget debate. All said, we took tampons out of boys' bathrooms, arguing that this was just another example of the ideological spending priorities rather than providing core necessary services. Matt Hall referred to a document 375 pages thick. Okay, you know, folks, a ream of paper, 500 sheets in those packages that you're accustomed to buying for your printer. Well, basically, it's three quarters of an entire ream of paper. That's how thick the document was. Hall also said the installation of feminine hygiene products are necessary in women's bathrooms or in single stall bathrooms where they're unisex. It's a small bathroom. Male or females can use it. We had no problem providing the money for those machines and products in women's or single stall bathrooms, but not in boys' bathrooms. Turning to another page in the document, he pointed out cuts that involved electric vehicle charging stations, claiming that they were climate-related initiatives. These are the type of projects that we had a problem with and we eliminated. We'll continue with this story. He's got a few more examples and a few more statements. We'll wrap it up and then we'll move on. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Continuing on with this press conference yesterday in Lansing, Speaker Matt Hall came out with 375 pages, basically three quarters of a ream of paper, listing all the different programs and particular projects that the House Republicans refused to fund and spend the leftover money from the 2025 fiscal year budget. $2.7 billion. Well, in going through and looking at all these spending programs, Speaker Hall said that these projects that they rejected have rolled over year after year after year after year without any meaningful legislative oversight. According to Hall, unspent appropriations have accumulated into a slush fund at roughly $10 billion. The $2.7 billion was the leftover money just from last year's budget alone. He said they found another almost $7.5 billion sitting in various slush funds within the department's bureaucratic agencies and other bank accounts within the state. Paul went on to say allowing this administration to delay spending and obscure how money is actually being used is the main basis for our rejection. House Republicans are demanding greater disclosure, transparency, before we're going to approve any extensions. This is about accountability. If a program is worthwhile, come back and explain it to us. We can have a discussion. Well, asked whether House Republicans contacted organizations or local units of government that were going to lose funding before they took their action, Speaker Hall said responsibility rests with the state's departments to provide lawmakers with timely and complete information. He also noted that many work projects were bundled together, making it difficult to approve or reject individual items. Hall said the House action does not permanently eliminate the affected funding, but instead simply pauses it until more details are provided. He said lawmakers remain open to restoring the funding through negotiations.